This ASAP video is brought to you by Alpha Dog Sports. Leave no doubt, this is a one-stop shop for all of your athletic development products. AlphaDogSports.com. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power in Cincinnati, Ohio today. I'm with the Director of Football Sports Performance for the University of Cincinnati's Football Bearcats, and that's Brady Collins. Brady's joined us before on some past podcasts. He's in a lot of the action videos that we've done. Brady, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you, Eddie. It's always great to have you back and to get you around and see and visit with you and catch up, and it's always a pleasure. Glad you're here.
I'll tell you one thing. You've been here a little over a year now. You're starting to make some headway, for one, with this nutrition program that you've got going. We just dined in the dining facility. We're going to do a full detailed report on that in the future with what's shaking there in the kitchen you've got going for your football squad. Tell us a little bit about what went into getting that all into place.
Yeah, so it's been about 3 weeks now since that's been up and running. One of those things, obviously, when everybody gets into a new program and they see and evaluate the program from the inside out and what you need to do. You know, obviously there's so many different things you want to do right away, whether it's, you know, you got to update the locker room, you got to update the weight room, you got to improve this, improve that. And, you know, from day one, we knew the biggest thing that we had to attack was, you know, the nutrition area. You know, luckily through, you know, hard meetings and great people, great support services working with us, and, you know, great people on this university to understand and, you know, buy into the culture that we're instilling here and that is ingrained here within this program that feeds throughout other programs, how valuable the nutrition is. Because I mean, you and I both know you can't do what we ask them to do and what you saw today, and if they're not getting fed, if they're not properly fueled, if they're not getting the rest, all that educational things. And so it's been an unbelievable process. It's still kind of in the baby stages, but you know, it's growing with us, it's growing with the team, with more resources. The kitchen right next to it is still not fully operational yet. And once that is, I mean, that'll, you know, increase the variety of food or increase the variety of, you know, personalized items that we could cook for certain players. And I mean, it's been awesome. It's been great. You know, the fact to eat breakfast and lunch every day and, you know, train around that time. And more importantly, the biggest thing for us is that they have a place where they get to sit down and eat with their brothers, relax. And, you know, because that's where some special bonds and, you know, the brotherhood that we're trying to create here is built.
Coach, you were showing me some of the body weight increases with some of your players, and it's astonishing what you've done so far in a little amount of time with this. You know, you just kicked off your 2018 strength program here, winter program. It's not just a cliche for you. You stated that breakfast is the most important thing going.
Absolutely. You know, again, last year when we got here and we evaluated the team that we had, you know, there was a lot of guys that they were light. Some of them needed more muscle. Some of them needed less fat. I mean, that, which is generally so. That it just depends on, you know, the type of body, the position, the make and model of each, you know, person. But yeah, these past 3 weeks, it's amazing. Again, you know, to all the young people out there listening as well, and you know, even the veterans, they already know, but just how important that first meal of the day is to get a big breakfast in the morning before you go and put your body to the limits and, you know, do the things that we ask you to do. It's so important because it's going to fuel you not only for that workout, but for the entire day. So that's been huge. You know, the body weight's just naturally over time through our training and, you know, monitoring and nutritional one-on-ones with Miss Angela, whoever it may be. I mean, it's been awesome. And obviously, you know, again, how do you get bigger, faster, and stronger? Well, one, you definitely got to train, but more so than anything is you got to rest and eat. And nutrition has just been huge for us.
Coach, you've worked with players like Dak Prescott, Malik Hooker, Darren Lee, Zeke Elliott, Curtis Samuel. You know, the list goes on and on. You've seen how to produce players like that, and it all starts with that nutritional gains.
It does. I mean, you know, again, been very fortunate to work with high-level elite athletes as well as, you know, the best in the business with when it comes to strength and conditioning. Coach Bayless, Coach Court, and Coach Mickey Marotti up at Ohio State, I mean, have all laid the groundwork for how I am doing today and, you know, bases off of stuff that I do and influences and all that. And, again, of those places I've been, well, what was a big key component besides the training, besides the mental aspect and all that other things? It was nutrition. Not only was it preached or educated, but just, you know, it was a methodical plan with the nutritionist and meals and certain guys getting this and certain guys getting that, whether it's pre-workout, post-workout. It's, you know, it's just, it's unbelievable how important that is.
I remember when you were a GA down at the University of Kentucky with the Wildcats down there. As you reflect back, you were a young guy down there, but as you reflect back and you think about the head strength coach down there, Rock Oliver, what's one thing that, you know, kind of a takeaway that you got from working with him that helped you survive this first year at Cincinnati?
I mean, definitely the one thing I'll always remember about Rock, I mean, and it's crazy, but, you know, at a young age, working for him and, you know, Ted Lambertidis, you know, Rock set me straight. You know, he showed me the way. He definitely did everything that set the tone for me throughout my whole entire career, whether it was at Mississippi State, Ohio State, and now here. I don't know how to put it, but there's nothing that fazes me. You know, I can't say I've seen it all because, you know, I haven't. You know, again, I've been fortunate to be at great places and work with great people and athletes, but, you know, just that, the not to get razzled, to not get, you know, upset with certain things, how to handle certain things. Even at a young age, you know, he instilled a lot of that in me. And not only just about being a strength coach, but really about being just a great man, a great, you know, future husband and father, which I am now. And, you know, just seeing that, it was great. And then, you know, obviously with Dr. Ted there as well, I mean, it was, again, it was like, you know, strength coach 101 and how to do it and, you know, the research with it and how to get yourself better. And, I mean, it was the best I could have ever asked for. I'm still extremely fortunate and owe a lot to those two guys.
Coach, when you look at, you know, of course, you spent a lot of time at Ohio State with the Buckeyes, and you worked under Mickey Marotti. What are some of the things that you know, as you look at the different aspects, he took that whole training program of the total aspect of the athlete. What was it that you took from that?
I mean, day one, and I'll never forget it, you know, talking with Coach Mick in his office when I got to Ohio State, he said, you know, look, Brady, it's never about sets and reps. It's never about sets and reps. And, you know, again, young people, they get all caught up in programming and, you know, they think about this and that, and they're on the internet and they're watching YouTube videos and they're watching ASAP videos and, you know, they're seeing a bunch of great things. And then it starts to influence them and, you know, they might start to think about this and all that. Like, I mean, Coach Mick told me day one, Brady, anybody can write a workout program. It's what you do to motivate those kids. How do you get those kids in the building every day to get up, to get in there, to do the things that we ask them to do? What makes them go? What makes them push one another? And, you know, so to me, the biggest thing I will always remember is obviously that first conversation with Coach Mick, but also just how to run a program, not, you know, not from sets and reps, not from upper lower days or total and running and conditioning and all that stuff. It was how to run a program, how to manage a staff, how to work with the nutritionist, how to work in conjunction with the athletic trainers and the sports, you know, PT people and just everything. I mean, the whole sports performance model that they have going on up there is, it's, you know, it's top notch. And, you know, when we got here, obviously you want to do those things. You do, everybody does, but, you know, you can only do bits and pieces at a time. And, you know, we are very fortunate. We do have a great training staff here. We do have great sports science aspects to our program that we utilize. And, you know, now with the big key and the push of nutrition, I mean, it is, it's kind of coming full circle. We're starting to try and get a model, you know, that we can, you know, use in comparison to Ohio State. But, yeah, I mean, just unbelievable things that I learned there, really just about motivating the human spirit, running a program.
Folks, if you're listening at home and it sounds like we're sitting in the middle of a construction zone, it's because we really are sitting in the middle of a construction zone. What the heck is going on here, Coach?
Yeah, so the last time you were here, we were still under construction. We're still down here in the dungeon, as I like to call it, the first floor of the Lindner Athletic Center. Still under construction. Scaffolding's everywhere. The roof is exposed. There's wires hanging. And kind of fun to be down here and not fun to be down here at times, but, you know, luckily for us, we're out there in the bubble and, you know, the weight room's out there and we got access to the full turf. So it's been absolutely exceptional for us and our athletes to be able to train out there and utilize that area. You know, as this construction continues, you know, because right above us is the basketball arena. So the fifth third, once that's complete, you know, we're going to do some changes down here and kind of reorganize some things. And, you know, all goes well and smoothly, we can move back down and get it rocking and rolling back in the dungeon again. But for now, we're out there in the bubble and lighting it up and we love it.
Tell you what, I kind of like that bubble. It's all there. Everything you need is there. It's kind of huge. You know, the rock and roll is blaring, and all my hip-hop favorites are playing at the same time. And, you know, it's just, it's awesome, really.
It is. It is. It's been the best thing for our program. I mean, and rightfully so, it is, you know, it's impacted other programs as well, which, again, my responsibilities is football. I'm always going to make sure our kids are put in the best situation to perform at the highest level, to excel at the highest level, to better everything about them. And, you know, naturally, so it's allowed for other sports to be able to come in there and whether it's train or use the surface and use some of the, you know, the items that we have. And but it's just, you know, the best thing that we could have done for our program, because we basically have, you know, our own little home out there. And, you know, to be able to do skills and drills on a Saturday, if you wanted to do just a couple little things, or, you know, work with your guys after a workout on a few technique things, you know, just getting better in the game of football, whereas opposed if you're down in a weight room, you don't have as much space maybe. And it's been great.
You know, last year you and Coach Fickle got here and established a foothold and got things, you know, you're starting at the foundation, ground level at the basement, and you're moving up. Now it looks like another strategy is coming on with building a core brotherhood kind of a thing. You want to talk a little bit about that for us?
Yeah, so again, we got here last year and we did what we like to call attention training, which, you know, we put our guys through rigorous workouts, you know, early in the morning. Didn't matter what the weather was. None of us, no coaches, no player, were anything Cincinnati related, because, you know, we told them, you know, we're coming in and you guys are here. You know, you may have earned that CPAL, but, you know, it's a new culture. It's a new program. We all got to earn it again together. And so, you know, that was a great week for us, really laid the foundation for it. I still get texts from some of the seniors that are off training for the NFL right now, like, I can't believe you're not doing it. But again, that's what we had to do at that time, because we had to know what we were walking into, the type of guys, who was going to quit, who was going to motivate, who was going to, you know, do the things that we wanted to see without just kind of testing them and then start training, which we did after that fact. But, you know, as you sit back and reflect on the year that we had, I mean, we didn't have the year that we all aspired to have. We know that. And, you know, when you look down into the deep roots of it, that's where, as a coach and as a strength coach, Coach Vic and I stepped back and, you know, we talked countless hours and days, and, you know, you realize what you have and what needs to be there. And obviously the number one thing with this entire system, college football, everything, NFL, it doesn't matter where you're at. I mean, talent, you got to have talent, absolutely. We got to continue to develop the talent we have and obviously continue to bring in talent. And, you know, Coach Vic and his staff are unbelievable. You know, two top number one recruiting classes in his first year here. They're rocking and rolling. They're doing their part. So I got to do my part. Our staff's got to develop the talent that we have and continue to develop the talent that's coming in. The other things that we saw, you know, we got to get more trust and respect from these guys. Not so much from a coach and a player, but themselves. You know, those guys are out on the field. The bullets are flying. They got to look to their left and right and know that that guy next to them has their trust, has their respect. They've earned it, whether it be through the weight room, whether it be through, you know, outside of football, earning those things. And then, you know, obviously the last thing was, you know, love. I mean, you know, love is such a term that's used so easily, but a love of the game, a love of, you know, your brothers, the guys that you do go to war with. And, you know, so to us, we sit back, we address that, and it's like, okay, how can we do that? And, you know, we put together a little system, you know, divided the team into teams, appointed a captain to each team and an assistant captain. And, you know, it's kind of cool because, you know, you got, you know, different types of guys as captains, and then, you know, you kind of look at our assistant captains, you got a mix of, you know, a few older guys, but then I'd say, you know, 8 out of 10 are all either redshirt freshmen or sophomores. And, you know, that's because leadership obviously comes from the top, but it's also got to be followed. It's got to be pushed from the bottom through all out. Then we took the rest of the guys, split them up on teams. If I'm a best friend with Joe Schmo and he's a corner and I'm a corner, well, you know what? I'd probably put them on different teams, because my whole biggest thing this whole offseason is guys got to see, they got to hear, and they got to feel everybody. Different people from different backgrounds, from different position groups, from different, it doesn't matter. It's been awesome. It's been 3 weeks in. It's been unique. Guys are training with guys they never trained with. I mix it up every day. You might be with me one day. You might be with another coach one day. You never know what's going to happen. And it's been really, really cool to see.
It is cool to see. There was a lot going on, and the way you had the different segments, those mini teams that you have set up, it's basically a necessity, because stuff's about to get real in September when you guys head out west.
Absolutely. I mean, we got a big game, you know, right off the bat at UCLA out there in the Rose Bowl. And, you know, don't think for one second we don't think about that and we're not preparing for it. I mean, but, you know, more so than that in anything, in order to get to where we want to get and be what we want to be as a program, you know, we got to continue to drive our culture, which is instilled, and we got to influence it every day and heart and, you know, strengthen it every day. And it starts with them. Again, I tell them all the time, you know, the day you guys get onto each other for certain things, whether it's having your hood up or putting your hands on your head, that's when you know it's real and it's taken off and it's ingrained. And just through these past 3 weeks, it's been amazing to see that the guys have bought in, they're loving it. And it's really, you know, the best thing is it's putting them outside of their comfort zone. You know, again, it's so easy for them to want to train with all their O-line guys or all their running back guys. Well, now they're so mixed up and so spread out that, you know, they're put in different situations where, you know, I might be squatting with a guy that's 6'4", you know, and I'm 5'11". Well, that's fine. We move the rack up or you go to the backside and this side. Like, it doesn't matter. I might be a 355-pound bencher and you're, a 405 bencher. It still doesn't matter. Switch the weight, work together, push one another, love one another, motivate, inspire, and let's go. So it's been fun, man.
Yeah, when these guys whip on that Under Armour gear with that C-Paw right there, you've got to have them prepared. And Coach Fickell right now is not in the building, and he's out recruiting, trying to get you some more players.
Absolutely. He's always on it, man. He's an unbelievable man, unbelievable husband, father, leader, coach, everything. And I know him. You know, he's not going to rest for 1 minute. He's an absolute grinder. He'll do anything it takes for this program and these kids. And, you know, him and his staff are out there right now getting after it, getting the best for this program and this university, and to make everybody proud here.
The University of Cincinnati, Coach Brady Collins, he's got it going here in the natty, as they call it, and things are getting real. This is year two.
Year two, baby. Let's rock and roll.
Coach, thanks for joining us on this Athletic Strength and Power podcast.
Thanks, Eddie. Always a pleasure.